the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. It's been winning weather for the lakeshore throughout the month of August. It'll continue at least through the middle of the week. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. There are reports of two fatal head-on crashes in Allegan County this morning. The first involved a motorcyclist who was killed when trying to pass a slower vehicle on 142nd Avenue near 24th Street and Door and smacked into an oncoming vehicle. The other was on 58th Street near 140th Avenue in Fillmore Township when an SUV trying to pass a vehicle went straight into the path of an automobile, killing its driver. The Allegan County Sheriff's Department didn't immediately disclose any details of either crash. Pending completion of on-scene accident recreation investigations by deputies and notification of relatives of the deceased drivers. Two men in their late teens from Holland's North Side who may be behind a string of business burglaries in the last 3 months may have tried to crack one too many cribs. According to Ottawa County Sheriff's Detective Lieutenant Mark Bennett, a broken window at the Hungry Howie's Pizza Parlor on Lake Michigan Drive in Allendale around 1:30 this morning attracted the attention of a witness who called 911.
Shortly after that, the witness noted the two suspects fleeing on foot. This witness observation was broadcast to area deputies, and a deputy in the area of I-96 and 68th Avenue in Coopersville City noted a 2003 Mitsubishi Eclipse driving erratically.
The 18 and 19-year-old men were inside and were arrested on marijuana possession charges along with unrelated probation violation counts and other outstanding warrants. It is believed that they may have been involved in a number of burglaries of cash and small electronic items from several businesses, from Holland, Zeeland to Coopersville, Allendale, since mid-May. The two are being held in the Ottawa County Jail pending arraignment. Two young adults apparently aware of being in trouble with the law may not escape justice after all. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Matt Wildfong, 19-year-old Cameron Gwaltney of Covington, Georgia, with 21-year-old Ashley Skiller of Grand Haven as a passenger, lost control of his vehicle while driving westbound on Buchanan Street near 112th Avenue in Robinson Township during the pre-dawn hours of Saturday morning and struck a tree.
The vehicle then came to rest on its side in the roadway and caught fire. The driver and the passenger were able to get out of the vehicle and transported themselves to North Ottawa Community Hospital for medical treatment. The accident was called in by a passerby.
The reason why the two didn't stick around following the crash may have been alcohol use, as Wildfong and his fellow deputies believe that the liquor was a factor. The incident remains under investigation. A Holland company is helping a West Michigan community deal with the loss of one of its icons. An official of Eco Demolition lives in Belding, near where the historic whites-covered bridge burned down last month in an apparent act of arson. He convinced company management to donate labor and equipment to collect the debris from the 146-year-old span out of the Platte River, with that work slated for today. Local residents are raising funds to rebuild the bridge after Ionia County Road Commissioner said that there wasn't any money in their budget for that project. No suspect is in custody as an investigation continues. The National Pink Heels Tour is in the Lakeshore today. According to Zealand firefighter Jeff Potter, a volunteer-led rolling armada is stopping at various venues, including the homes of cancer patients, to deliver flowers and support sentiments.
It's five pink fire trucks and two pink police cruisers that go across the country and to different events to raise money for cancer, charities and awareness and all types of things.
The Lakeshore chapter of the National Pink Heels organization is raising funds for Spring Lake-based Bluebird Cancer Retreats. That's a group providing free weekend retreats at Camp Geneva for cancer patients and families. Local surgeon Dr. Liberty Hoberman says that these getaways are truly therapeutic.
You know, I've had patients who have told me that, you know, it was just a life-changing event. And it's just the thing that can turn around that whole difficult diagnosis, those difficult times, bind their families together. And any kind of an organization like that just really feeds into the vision.
The Pink Heels Tour's visit ends tonight with a parade down Zeeland's Main Street as part of the weekly Zealmania Summer Monday Evening Activities. Just how much business does state government do outside of Michigan? That question gained more awareness last month when it was revealed that the Pure Michigan Travel Guide is published by an Iowa company. State Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge started looking into in-state business advantages in neighboring states and concluded that something must be done here.
Should we change Michigan law so Michigan companies have a better deal here, especially when we're talking about spending tax dollars?
However, a weekend report from the Lansing State Journal claims that after analyzing nearly 1,200 state contracts, 78% of those go to Michigan firms, representing over $25 billion in business. A long hearing was held last week in the State House on Common Core curriculum standards.
The Common Core is a set of curriculum guidelines set up by a multi-state panel to ensure there's some kind of basic parity in what's taught to high school students around the country. State Representative Tim Kelly of Saginaw Township says there are a lot of strong opinions on adopting them in Michigan.
Passions are high on both sides of this.
Still, he thinks this week's hearing was constructive.
Everybody has their day in court, so to speak, to 15 minutes, and they certainly got it.
Supporters of the Common Core say it's not all that specific and will just serve to make sure Michigan students can compete with those from other states. Others worry the Common Core will tie the hands of teachers and local school officials. Andrew Green reporting.
The Medicaid expansion debate is expected to be at full strength when state lawmakers return in earnest to Lansing next month. The Senate should vote next week on three different Medicaid expansion bills, but two of them appear dead on arrival in the House. According to the spokesman for lower chamber speaker Jace Bulger, even some in the Senate Government Services Committee, such as Wes Olive's Arlen Meekoff, that forwarded the proposals to the entire upper chamber, have their doubts.
Accounting-wise, it probably makes some sense. Mm-hmm. But it's short-term, it's only promised for 3 years, and then the funding formula could change. And as a public policy item, you really have to look at it and say, all right, do I want to be a partner with the federal government? I guess is a questionable policy in my mind, because they're not often very reliable.
The House plan, backed by Governor Snyder, created a rift among majority Republicans in the Senate, as it is being vehemently opposed by Tea Party-related groups led by former state lawmaker Jack Hogendyke. Meekoff believes that some of that opposition may be fueled by ignorance.
It's really tough if folks don't know that Michigan does a good job with Medicaid. Nationwide, people don't believe Medicaid is a good program, or it has lots of problems, so why would you expand it? So politically, you're saying, why throw more good money after bad?
The deadline for the legislature to pass the Healthy Michigan Initiative and to have it in place is October 1st. Speaking about the governor, is he vulnerable if he chooses to run for re-election? A new analysis of poll figures from Epic MRA shows Mr. Snyder with a 43% favorability rating in his first term. That's far below Jennifer Granholm's 57%. Even trails John Engler's 49%. Epic MRA pollster Bernie Porn believes that Mr. Snyder's low marks show he is vulnerable to being upset next year by Democratic challenger Mark Schauer, who isn't afraid to pounce on this new bit of ammunition for his campaign.
I think I'll be able to work well with a legislature regardless of the makeup. I think what our state needs is a governor and a legislature that can figure out what their common ground is, how to work together. Governor Snyder's not done well in that regard. He's in the danger zone, and that's why we're in a great position to win, and we're just going to keep working hard.
The governor has alienated both sides of the political aisle with his support of right-to-work legislation and Medicaid expansion. If the city of Detroit owes you money, today is the last day to send your bill objecting to the use of the bankruptcy laws to avoid paying you what it owes.
Attorney Douglas Bernstein says federal judge Stephen Rhodes has yet to rule whether Detroit will be permitted to use the bankruptcy laws.
This is just the deadline for filing of objections, and the judge has scheduled a trial to begin at the end of October on those objections.
After all the bills are filed, emergency manager Kevin Orr will have until September 6th to respond to the objections by creditors, which are expected to number in the thousands. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
The Whitecaps' flickering playoff hopes may hinge on them running the table over the final 2 weeks of the season, beginning with tonight's game in Dayton against the Dragons, who posted a 4-2 victory over West Michigan yesterday. Join Ben Chiswick for all of the action from Fifth Third Field in Ohio at 6:50 p.m. on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The Cubs look to bounce back from dropping 2 of 3 over the weekend from St. Louis as they open up a four-game series versus Washington at Wrigley Field this evening. Edwin Jackson took the loss in yesterday's 6-1 setback to the Cardinals.
We're a young team. You know, we're in a rebuilding stage right now. And, we're going to have some ups and downs. It's just vital for us to learn from our mistakes and, you know, The next game we go out, you know, remember what we did previously and just, you know, gain momentum from it.
Jeff Samardzija gets to start for Chicago against the Nationals' Jordan Zimmermann. The Tigers and White Sox take this evening off after posting victories yesterday. Detroit beating Kansas City at home 6-3 and Chicago winning in Minnesota 5-2. The two teams now swap opponents for action tomorrow evening, with the Tigers game versus visiting Minnesota from Comerica Park at 6:40 p.m. on 1450 WHTC, while the Sox travel to Kansas City. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a sunny afternoon with a high of 83. Clear tonight, low 66. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, high 87. Then times of sun and clouds on Wednesday, high 86. Water temperature is 66. Green flag is flying. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.